Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
If we could earn salvation by our devotion and by our good works, when we stand before God in the judgment, He would owe us eternal life. Although we are obligated to do His will, Matthew 7:21, no man can do enough in 1,000 worlds to merit salvation. That was Paul's reason for telling the Roman Christians, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6:23. Paul explained that great truth to the Corinthians. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. And base things of the world and the things that are despised has God chosen, yea, and things that are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in His sight. But of Him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that, according as it is written, He who glories, let him glory in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1:27-31. The expression, "He who glories, let him glory in the Lord," is based on Jeremiah 9:24. The great weeping prophet informed the ancient Israelites, "Thus says the Lord God, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord." Jeremiah 9:23-25. It seems that much of the language in 1 Corinthians 1:25-31 comes from the prophet Jeremiah. Both Jeremiah and Paul were emphasizing the same truth. Our welfare depends on the goodness and wisdom of Almighty God. And because of His goodness and wisdom, we are to glorify Him in all that we think and do. Paul asked the Corinthians, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Jesus Christ is our example in glorifying God in all we do. In His high priestly prayer He said, "I have glorified Thee on earth. I have finished the work that Thou gavest me to do." John 17:4. Although the word glorified does not appear in the following verse, there is no doubt Jesus brought glory to God by obeying the Father. "He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him." John 8:29. The author of Hebrews teaches the same truth. "Though He were a son, yet learned He obedience by the things which He suffered. And being made perfect, He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them who obey Him." Hebrews 5:8-9. If our Lord Jesus Christ glorified God by obeying the will of the Father, must we not also glorify Him by doing His will? When we believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, we are not earning salvation. But faith is absolutely essential if we want to please God. Hebrews 11:6. We do not merit salvation when we repent of our sins and confess the name of Christ before men. But we cannot be acceptable unto God unless we obey these commands. Acts 17:30-31, Romans 10:9-10. Neither do we merit salvation when our faith leads us to be baptized in the name of Christ for the remission of sins. Acts 2:38. But God requires that we obey Him and that we walk in the light. Thank you, and may God bless you.